with another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. Located in West Chicago, Klein Creek Farm is a living history farm, combining the historical parts of what a farm would have been like in the 1890s with an actual working farm, says Manager of Heritage Education for the Forest Preserve District of DuPage County, Keith McClough.
The Klein family owned and operated Klein Creek Farm from the 1830s to the 1960s, when the Forest Preserve of DuPage County purchased the land. The story goes that the executive director's wife used to bring her children here for picnics, and she convinced her husband to turn this land into a working farm because farming was disappearing. Even in the 1960s, people could see farmland leaving DuPage County, and the executive director's wife knew that people and children would grow up in this area and never have any access to what farms were or were all about.
McClough says the 1890s were actually very important to the development of the area.
Railroads were well established. The early stages of agribusiness, as farms progressed, it was a time of electric railways and electricity coming out. It was a very exciting time, but not one that we study. We study the Civil War, the Depression, we study World War II. But the 1890s was an exciting time and left open amongst other historical agencies in the area.
He says a destination like this one is especially important as fewer and fewer people have a connection to agriculture.
There's not a whole lot of agriculture left in DuPage County. For those people living, working, and growing up here in DuPage County, we give them an opportunity to see livestock, see the cycle of life from birth, growing, and marketing. We also give them the opportunity to see crops as they grow. We raise oats, corn, and soybeans.
Klein Creek Farm is open year-round.
We're open Thursday through Monday, 9 to 5. We daily will take care of the animals, and then seasonally, we do what a farm family would have done. In December, we'll be celebrating the holidays. Come January, our lambs are born, and we'll also be cutting ice. March, our calves will come, and we'll start preparing the fields. We'll plant in April and May. Through the summer, we have celebrations like the 4th of July, Memorial Day, or Decoration Day, as it was called in the 1890s. Our biggest event is our country fair on Labor Day weekend, and then we move on to harvesting. We do a large corn harvest where we teach people all the uses of corn in their modern lives, and then we send them out to the cornfield to pick corn the old-fashioned way, one ear at a time.
For more information, visit DuPageForest.org. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.